Good afternoon, everyone. In our seminar today, we're going to be discussing educational strategies. Since all of you are studying education and are going to be teachers yourselves one day, I'm sure you can appreciate that this is a very worthwhile topic for discussion. It goes without saying that I hope everyone has read the background reading for today. Now, of course, as teachers, you'll be able to use a very wide variety of assessment models. So, let's look at the first type of assessment that we're going to discuss, the student readiness model. So, what do we mean by the student readiness model? Well, as teachers, you'll quickly realize that students are individuals, each operating at different levels of ability. For some students, this might mean that they are operating above the average ability level of their contemporaries, while for others, they may be functioning at a level that is below average. Then, too, there are the students who are in what can be called a comfort zone. These students are learning at the optimum learning level. They're being challenged and learning new things, but yet they don't feel overwhelmed or inundated by the new information. Okay, just to complicate things, we also have to remember that student readiness is not a static entity. In other words, it is constantly changing. Some students will become more confident throughout the semester and will be able to increase their student readiness. And unfortunately, other students may fall behind and might slip to a below average position. Therefore, the onus falls on us as teachers not only to work out how best to design the curriculum, but also how to structure classroom learning activities that are going to challenge the maximum amount of students. As you will have discovered in your reading for today, the strategy of question adjustment can be deployed to help bridge the gap between those students with low readiness and those with high readiness. Now, based on the reading, who can explain the concept of question adjustment?
Well, if I have understood the reading for today correctly, question adjustment means that the teacher will ask questions at a variety of different levels of difficulty. There will be some so-called easy questions to build the confidence of the students who are less ready, and then there will also be some really difficult questions which are supposed to stretch the more capable students who are the most ready. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's perfect. Now, can you expand on that point? I'm thinking here about learning materials that can be used in the classroom in order to achieve question adjustment.
I think I'm with you. Are you alluding to what they said in the book about posters? The thing about putting up posters in the classroom with some of the questions on them, and making sure that each poster has a question of a different level of difficulty.
Yes, I can see that you're really very well prepared for today's discussion. Great. Now, let's move on to the area of formal assessment. In other words, quizzes and tests and so on. Now, of course, we should distinguish here between formal and informal. Can anyone explain the difference?
The formal ones are those that count towards the mark or grade for the course, but the informal ones don't.
Fantastic. So, as I'm sure you know, the purpose of giving the informal assessment is, again, to help build student confidence. Readiness begets confidence, but conversely, confidence can also help to improve a student's level of readiness.